Ray C.W. Rohnfeldt contemplates how we should treat our bodies in his article, Your Body, a Temple or a Tomb? This article was originally published in the July edition of Signs of the Times. Your narrator is Dwight Lainhoff. Seventh-day Adventists, the publishers of Signs of the Times, are known for their emphasis on health. Loma Linda, California, which is a predominantly Seventh-day Adventist community, is one of several so-called blue zones around the world, places where people live significantly longer than the general population. In his book, The Blue Zones, Dan Buettner gives a list of the lifestyle factors of blue zone dwellers, and these include moderate regular physical activity, life purpose, stress reduction, moderate caloric intake, plant-based diet, moderate or no alcohol, engagement in spirituality or religion, engagement in a family life. So, why do people who live in these blue zones live longer? And why do Seventh-day Adventists tend to live longer than the general population? One answer is the Adventist emphasis on health. They view the human body as a temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16, which is to be intelligently and respectfully cared for in honor of the God who created it. Along with exercise and rest, Adventists promote a healthful diet, without meat as far as possible, and like Jews, they abstain from foods that are identified in the Bible as unclean, mentioned in Leviticus 11. Moreover, long before it became medically fashionable to abstain from alcohol and tobacco, Adventists promoted total abstinence from both. However, Adventists also try to avoid legalism in their promotion of a healthy lifestyle, for it certainly is not a substitute for faith in salvation. Rather, healthful living is consistent with the New Testament precepts laid out by the Apostle Paul, the great expositor of salvation. In answering a vexing question about diet, the eating of food that had been offered to idols, he said, "Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." 1 Corinthians 10:31. And immediately following his declaration about salvation by grace alone through faith, as illustrated in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, Paul said that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, verse 10. In 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20, he asks, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own, you were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." Thus, caring for one's body, keeping it in shape, providing it with good nutrition, and keeping the mind clear has a solid base in the Bible. This expression of Paul that you are not your own is a key concept that links healthful living to faith. We humans need to view ourselves holistically, where every aspect of our lives and living is interconnected with every other. Our brains, which are the foundation of our spiritual nature, and our connection with God are affected by our diet, exercise, rest, sleep, and other health factors. A stressed mental state, through wrong health habits, results in the distress of our bodies and minds, as modern medical science demonstrates. And the state of our physical health influences how we relate emotionally and spiritually to God and others. Jesus said in Matthew 22, that the most basic of all biblical law is love for God and one another. A healthy mind can fulfill this law optimally. Devout Christians should view themselves as temples of God, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Now, this may seem strange to some, including Christians, but it has practical implementations in Christian living. In Galatians 5, 22 and 23, Paul listed the fruits of the Holy Spirit's presence in a believer's life: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Who wouldn't want to possess a personality with these attributes in his or her life? And who wouldn't be attracted by them in others? This means that the spirit-controlled life is also a self-controlled life, which tends toward physical, emotional, and spiritual health. And this promotes longevity. And who wouldn't want that? And a quality of life that some would kill for, so to speak. And as it turns out, that's exactly the sort of person one might expect to meet someday in heaven. Someone once defined good health as the slowest rate at which one can die. In our sin-affected and chemically polluted world, this has more than an element of truth to it. Good health, slowing down the decline, takes effort and self-control, improving then maintaining our health status at an optimum level, therefore promoting a better, improved state of well-being. And while such a lifestyle is not a guarantee against illness, it can considerably reduce the risk factors for several of life's major killers. As a result, if you adopt healthful living and other health-promoting practices, you not only improve your chances of living longer, you also enhance the quality of your life, especially in later years, as you enjoy the benefits of physical and mental well-being. It's been 40 years since Dr. Kenneth Cooper introduced us to his 1968 book, Aerobics, which focused on improving the cardiovascular system, pointing out the more than a few benefits of a higher state of well-being that followed, such as more personal energy, more enjoyable and active leisure time, greater ability to handle domestic and job-related stress, less depression, less hypochondria, and less anxiety, fewer physical complaints, more efficient digestion, and fewer problems with constipation, a more attractive, streamlined body, including effective weight control, bones of greater strength, a slowing of aging, easier pregnancy and childbirth, more restful sleep, better concentration at work and greater perseverance in all daily tasks, and fewer aches and pains, especially as one ages. Now, this all sounds good, but the benefits won't be yours unless you're prepared to ensure that your lifestyle is healthy. Now, that may sound like hard work and it takes self-discipline, but it will be worth it. In fact, once you get into the routine of a healthy lifestyle, you'll find that it involves a lot of fun and enjoyment, so go for it. The principles of living a healthy lifestyle are simple. What people generally find to be the most difficult is accepting the need for such a lifestyle and responding with the appropriate attitude and necessary changes in their habits and behavior. Self-responsibility is fundamental to a program aimed at enhancing wellness, and individuals need to understand that they are responsible for their level of health. The choices made regarding healthy lifestyle choices will have an immense bearing on the level of health and happiness experienced. And once you recognize that your level of health is your responsibility and that it is important to make informed choices, try following these basic guidelines. Consume 3 nutritiously balanced meals a day, no snacking, always including breakfast. Maintain an ideal body weight for your age, gender, height, and build. Engage in moderate exercise, 30 minutes, at least 4 times weekly. Ensure adequate and regular sleep, ideally 7 to 8 hours per night. Minimize exposure to the sun at times of high ultraviolet exposure, but ensure some exposure each day. Use appropriate stress control strategies. Do not smoke or use alcohol or illegal drugs. Use legal medications only as prescribed. Avoid products containing caffeine and stimulants and drink plenty of water. And engage in worshipful activities.